Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 70, Candesartan. Candesartan is a medicine called angiotensin II antagonist, widely used to treat high blood pressure and heart failure. It helps to prevent future strokes, heart attacks, and kidney problems. Angiotensin II is a primary vasoactive hormone of the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system and plays a role in the pathophysiology of hypertension, heart failure, and other cardiovascular disorders. The major physiological effects of angiotensin II, such as vasoconstriction, aldosterone stimulation, regulation of salt and water homeostasis, and stimulation of cell growth, are mediated via the type 1 receptor, AT1. Candesartan has a prodrug form, candesartan salicylate, which is suitable for oral use. It is rapidly converted to the active substance, candesartan, by ester hydrolysis during absorption from the GI tract. Candesartan is an A2 receptor antagonist, selective for AT1 receptors, with tight binding to and slow dissociation from the receptor. It has no agonist activity. In hypertension, candesartan causes a dose-dependent, long-lasting reduction in arterial blood pressure. The antihypertensive action is due to decreased systemic peripheral resistance without a reflex increase in heart rate. There is no indication of serious or exaggerated first-dose hypotension or rebound effect after cessation of treatment. After administration of a single dose of candesartan, onset of antihypertensive effect generally occurs within 2 hours. Treatment with candesartan reduces mortality, reduces hospitalization due to heart failure, and improves symptoms in patients with left ventricular systolic dysfunction. Candesartan is highly bound to plasma protein, more than 99%. It is mainly eliminated unchanged via urine and bile, and only to a minor extent eliminated by hepatic metabolism. The terminal half-life of candesartan is approximately 9 hours. Indications and dose include hypertension. By mouth for adult, it's initially 8 mg once daily, increased if necessary up to 32 milligrams once daily. A dose will be increased at intervals of 4 weeks. Usual dose 8 milligrams once daily. Hypertension with intravascular volume depletion by mouth for adults, initially 4 milligrams once daily, increased if necessary up to 32 milligrams once daily, and dose to be increased at intervals of 4 weeks. And usually the dose is 8 milligrams once daily. For heart failure with impaired left ventricular systolic function, when ACE inhibitors are not tolerated, the dose for adult by mouth, initially 4 milligrams once daily, increased to up to 32 milligrams once daily, and dose to be increased at intervals of at least 2 weeks to target dose 32 milligrams once daily, or to a maximum tolerated dose. For heart failure with impaired left ventricular systolic function in conjunction with an ACE inhibitor, this indication is only under expert supervision by mouth for adult, initially 4 mg once daily, increased up to 32 mg once daily at intervals of at least 2 weeks to target dose of 32 milligrams once daily or to a maximum tolerated dose. For migraine prophylaxis, this is an unlicensed indication by mouth and for adults 16 milligrams once daily. Contraindications include for all angiotensin II receptor antagonists the combination of an angiotensin II receptor antagonist with aliskiren in patients with EGFR less than 60, and the combination of ARBs angiotensin receptor blockers with aliskiren is contraindicated in patients with diabetes mellitus. Another contraindication, severe hepatic impairment and or cholestasis, and children aged below 1 year. Common or very common side effects include abdominal pain, asthenia, back pain, cough, diarrhea, dizziness, headache, hyperkalemia, hypertension, nausea, postural hypotension. It's more common in patients with intravascular volume depletion. Example, those taking high-dose diuretics. Renal impairment, vertigo, and vomiting. Uncommon side effects include angioedema, myalgia, skin reactions, thrombocytopenia. Rare or very rare side effects include arthralgia and hepatic abnormal hepatic function. The ARB, the angiotensin receptor antagonists, should be avoided in pregnancy unless essential. They may adversely affect fetal and neonatal blood pressure control and renal function. Neonatal scald effects and oligohydramnios have also been reported. Information on the use of ARB in breastfeeding is limited, and they are not recommended in breastfeeding and alternative treatment options with better established safety information during breastfeeding are available. Manufacturer advises initial dose reduction to 4 mg once daily in mild to moderate liver impairment, adjust according to response. In renal impairment, the advice is to start with low dose and adjust according to response. Caution if creatinine clearance is less than 15 milliliters per minute. There's a limited experience. And dose initially should be, the dose should be 4 milligrams once daily. Monitoring should include plasma potassium concentration, particularly in the elderly and in patients with renal impairment. So that's all about candesartan. I hope it's helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.